As I was saying before the message, I do have a very brief update to last week's tag team message Brother Mark and I brought. Very much appreciated Mark's presentation there on how we can prepare and plan for disasters ahead. I do believe disasters are on the way, and we need to be prepared, as we talked about last week. First, each one of us needs to be prepared for the coming of the Lord, that we're ready to meet Him. But then also, we need to make sure that we are, I do believe, wisely taking steps for our family's sake, to be prepared for the days of tribulation that will precede His return. We don't know what tomorrow holds. We do not know if current events and the warfare in Eastern Europe will actually bring, in fact, those final days of tribulation that will precede our Lord's return. But I must say it's certainly looking possible. That's especially true after Joe Biden announced 2 days ago from Europe, where he's been meeting with NATO leaders over the past week. 2 days ago, the British news outlet known as The Telegraph posted an article titled, "Joe Biden Ready to Use Nuclear Weapons First in Extreme Circumstances." March 25th is 2 days ago. Joe Biden is prepared to use nuclear weapons first in extreme circumstances after abandoning plans to drastically water down U.S. policy. The U.S. president's U-turn came after pressure from allies and the Pentagon, and amid fears that Vladimir Putin may resort to deploying weapons of mass destruction in the coming months. The U.S. currently allows itself to use nuclear weapons, quote, to defend the vital interests of the United States, its allies and partners, and in response to significant non-nuclear strategic attacks. The article goes on and on. I'm not going to go on with that article, but you get the idea. So the next day, yesterday, Vladimir Putin had his response, his reply to Mr. Biden's announcement in another article posted in another UK news outlet, The Guardian, titled, "Russia Reasserts Its Option to Use Nuclear Weapons First." The Kremlin is again saber-rattling on the possibility of using nuclear weapons on a first-strike basis. Saber-rattling. What was Joe Biden doing? Dmitry Medvedev, a former Russian president who is deputy chairman of the country's Security Council, said Moscow could strike against an enemy that used only conventional weapons, while Vladimir Putin's defense minister claimed nuclear readiness was a priority. Quote, "We have a special document on nuclear deterrence. This document clearly indicates the grounds on which Russian Federation is entitled to use nuclear weapons," entitled. "There are a few of them." This is Medvedev talking. "Let me remind them to you. Number one is the situation when Russia is struck by a nuclear missile. The second case is any use of nuclear weapons against Russia or its allies," Medvedev said. "The third is an attack on a critical infrastructure that will have paralyzed our nuclear deterrent forces. And the fourth case is when an act of aggression is committed against Russia and its allies, which jeopardize the existence of the country itself, even without the use of nuclear weapons, that is, with the use of conventional weapons," he said. The chairman of Russia's Security Council said that there was a determination to defend the independence, sovereignty of our country, not to give anyone a reason to doubt, even the slightest, that we are ready to give a worthy response to any infringement of our country on its independence. So the article continues, one more paragraph. In response, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, in an appearance by video link at Qatar's Doha Forum on Saturday, said that Russia was a threat to the entire world. As if Joe Biden is not. As if Zelensky and his fellow CIA buddy, Joe Biden, are not. Russia's announcement followed Joe Biden's announcement the day before. It was just a response. But Western media acts as if America can do no wrong and as if Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky deserves a Nobel Peace Prize, when in fact his actions in Ukraine against the Russian people of Donbass in eastern Ukraine over the past 8 years, killing 14,000 of them, are what prompted the present warfare in the first place. I want you all to know today that neither China nor India are fooled by Western media. They're not fooled. And actually, when very sadly and quite perilously to our peril, most Americans and most of our own family members are allowing themselves to be brainwashed by Fox News, ABC, NBC, Western media. India has now signed on with China and Russia to create a new economic system, financial cooperation for them and for all other nations who want no part of American dominance or hegemony or of the West version of any so-called New World Order that they're trying to build. I have a two-minute video clip. I want you to hear what they're saying in India. This was a televised interview in India of American professor Charles Kupchan, who is a professor of international affairs at Jesuit Georgetown University and a senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations. This guy is a globalist insider and probably a Jesuit as well. In this interview, he tries to say that India should join in the sanctions against Russia before then getting soundly put in his place by the Indian news moderator, the anchorman here. Please listen to this.
What you're seeing is the West organized solidarity against Russia.
Professor Kupchan.
We're seeing serious sanctions against Russia. Yeah. Most of the world
now,
is coming together
now,
against
Professor,
Russia. India should get off the fence.
Okay, now I'll tell you something, Professor Kupchan. And I hope that you will allow me a decent response, and then Ambassador Pawan Verma will respond to you. I see John wants to respond to you. First of all, with the greatest of respect, Professor Charles Kupchan, you have no moral standing to talk. You are in no position, you as in America. America is in no position to pretend to be the guardian of democracy and human rights. You are the worst perpetrator of atrocity. You, in Barack Obama in 2011, intervened in a nascent Libyan civil war, you know, using the NATO and Arab League partners, prolonging the war for one decade. You launched armed conflict in at least six countries. Iraq, Syria, Yemen, Somalia, Niger. You carry out drone strikes. You kill thousands with your drone strikes. You run Guantanamo Bay. You're dealing with India. We're a big country. We're not your satellite state. So don't lecture us on what we need to do. We are going to look out for yourself. You talk about, you use the phrase geopolitical expediency in place of values. You lecture me as an American to an Indian on values, and you say that we are acting in geopolitical expediency. Allow me to complete, sir. Where were your values when in the first 2 months of the U.S. invasion of Iraq, 7,186 Iraqi civilians were direct casualties of the war? Was that your expediency? Was an expression of your values, Professor Kupchan?
Wow. I tried to find another clip of that interview online without all the background music, but I couldn't find one. I'm going to include a link to this video in the PDF I will be posting, Lord willing, with this message to sermon audio. But to repeat a bit for those who didn't quite hear all that, this globalist Georgetown professor, Charles Kupchan, tried to chastise India, saying that India should get off the fence and join the West in imposing serious sanctions against Russia. So the news anchor there gets rather hot under the collar and hammers Charles Kupchan with some hold card facts. He said, quote, "You have no moral standing to talk. America is in no position to pretend to be the guardian of democracy and human rights. After Barack Obama in 2011 intervened in Libya's civil war, using their NATO and Arab League partners, prolonging the war for one decade, he said, you are the worst perpetrator of atrocities. You are the worst perpetrator of atrocities. He said, you launched armed conflict in at least six countries, Iraq, Syria, Yemen, Somalia, Niger. He left out Afghanistan. He said, you carry out drone strikes. You kill thousands with your drone strikes. He said, you're dealing with India. We're a big country. We're not your satellite state. So don't lecture us on what we need to do. I love this part. He then said, you use the phrase geopolitical expediency in place of values. You lecture me as an American to an Indian on values, and you say that we are acting in geopolitical expediency. He said, where were your values? Where were your values when in the first 2 months of the U.S. invasion of Iraq, 7,186 Iraqi civilians were direct casualties of the war? Was that your expediency? Was that an expression of your values, Professor? And it closes with that. Man, I wish we could find that kind of truth somewhere in American media. Where were your American values, he said, when in the first 2 months of the Iraqi invasion, almost 8,000 unarmed civilians were killed? Which invasion was prompted by what? By lies. By a false pretext that Iraq possessed chemical and biological weapons of mass destruction. And they didn't have them. held up this little bag of white powder and said, we think he's got this over there. Didn't have it. So we invaded Iraq, and the first 2 months killed almost 8,000 innocent civilians. Where were your American values then? So why do we never hear these things mentioned by Tucker Carlson or anyone else on Fox News? And worse still, why do American so-called Christians refuse to see these things? Putin is not the problem. America is the problem. Washington, D.C. is the problem. The terrorists on 9/11/2001 were not these Saudi Arabians with box cutters. The terrorists were in Washington, D.C., plotting the whole thing and running the whole thing from Washington. Along those lines also, I want to mention today that we've heard Joe Biden and American media tell us that there have been several threats. They think there may well be a Russian cyber attack coming against America. 2 weeks ago on CBS's 60 Minutes program, they ran a segment on the vulnerability of America's power grid. And when Joe Biden is saying Russia's going to attack our power grid, I believe it's because Joe Biden's puppet masters are going to attack our power grid, and they're going to shut us down. I got a great article this week from Dr. Mercola about how basically this war is phase two of the Great Reset. Phase one was the COVID-19 scam. And this war now is phase two of the Great Reset. They're using this thing. They fomented this. America pushed Russia into this over the past 8 years. And this was phase two. I believe what's going on in Ukraine was a trap to bring Russia in. They baited the trap and set it. And so I do believe they're trying to use this to bring in a new world order. So, point. Just like Pearl Harbor. Point. And interesting you say that. Zelensky, in one of his speeches, said, well, don't forget what happened in Pearl Harbor and on 9/11, both of which were false flags. Well, actually, Pearl Harbor wasn't exactly a false flag, but they knew it was coming, and they allowed it to happen. What's that?
They did know that.
They certainly did. Roosevelt knew it was coming.
Yes.
And they basically, just like they baited Saddam Hussein to invade Kuwait in 1990, and just like they now have baited Russia to attack Ukraine, it's the globalists who are pushing this thing, trying to build their American empire, the New World Order. And so, point is, we all need to be prepared for a power grid shutdown. And get your water ready first. You need to have drinking water, some kind of a backup water source. You guys got a great one there in your well. I wish I had a well, but we've got our backup system. But everyone, a few bottles of water ain't going to do it, okay? You need to have a backup water source in place. So,
ongoing,
yes. So, I wanted you to hear that from India media. I mean, they have had it with American dominance. Who are you to tell us what we should do? But I wish we'd see that on 60 Minutes or CBS News or Fox News. That's my update. Now, on to the message for today. Let's turn our Bibles to Luke chapter 7. Luke chapter 7 here for the message second hour. I have a message today from Luke the Evangelist's account.